Hello, this is Tanya with an article written by Fiona titled Never Underestimate the Power of Your Senses. Imagine holding your hand up to a camera and at the same time feeling a tiny hand appear on the tip of your tongue. It feels a bit like someone's drawing images on your tongue with popping candy. This sensation is described by Mike Richardson, a research associate in psychology at the University of Bath, who's exploring how the body's most sensitive organ, the tongue, could help the visually impaired. In an article published in The Conversation, a network of media outlets publishing news stories and research reports online, Mike looked at whether sensory information can be transferred from one sense to another. Speaking about his study, Mike said, quote, "The tongue is pretty incredible. It gives us access to the wonderful world of taste, but more than that, it has greater sensitivity to touch than the fingertip. Without it, we aren't able to speak, sing, breathe efficiently, or swallow delicious beverages," unquote. In his article, Mike explains that his research is part of a field known as sensory substitution, a branch of interdisciplinary science that combines psychology, neuroscience, computer science, and engineering to develop sensory substitution devices, known as SSDs. SSDs convert sensory information from one sense to another. For example, if the device is designed for a person with a visual impairment, this typically means converting visual information from a video feed into sound or touch. As part of his study, Mike is exploring an invention from 1998 called BrainPort. It converts a camera's video feed into moving patterns that represent electrical stimulation on the surface of the tongue. The tongue display is a small device shaped like a lollipop, which consists of 400 tiny electrodes, with each electrode corresponding to a pixel from a camera's video feed. It creates a low-resolution tactile display on the tongue that matches the output from the camera. In 2015, the US Food and Drug Administration approved the use of BrainPort as an aid for people with visual impairment. You should never, it seems, underestimate the power of our senses. One woman's hypersensitive sense of smell could lead to a breakthrough in testing for Parkinson's disease, ITV News reported in September. Scientists have harnessed the power of Joy Milne's amazing sense of smell to develop a test to determine whether people have the disease. Joy of Perth, Scotland, noticed that her late husband Les developed a different musky odour when he was 33, some 12 years before he was diagnosed with the disease, which leads to parts of the brain becoming progressively damaged over many years. Her observation piqued the interests of scientists, who decided to research what Joy could smell and whether this could be harnessed to help identify people with the neurological condition. After extensive research, academics at the University of Manchester made a breakthrough. They developed a test that can identify people with Parkinson's disease using a simple cotton bud run along the back of the neck. Researchers can examine the sample to identify molecules linked to the disease to help diagnose whether someone has the condition. While this research is still in its early phases, scientists are excited about the prospect of the NHS being able to use a simple test for the disease, as there is currently no definitive test for Parkinson's. Learning to use your other senses can help you cope with blindness and vision loss. That's the message from Vision Aware, an online resource providing information for professionals working with older adults who are blind or have low vision. They say it's possible to support your reduced vision by learning to trust and rely on your other senses. For example, tips on their website encourage using your hearing to increase confidence in moving around your home. If you concentrate on what you are hearing and where sounds are coming from, you will gain more information about your surroundings. they suggest trying this exercise to help you locate an open doorway in your home. Walk slowly down any hallway in your home. As you walk, you will sense a closed-in feeling. When you reach an open doorway, you will probably experience a sense of openness on your left or right side, depending on which side has the open doorway. It will take time and practice before you are able to sense these changes. Be patient, but celebrate the fact that you're learning new skills and increasing your sensory awareness so you can move through the world with more confidence.